You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the WayFM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
If you're not careful, you might just learn something today.
Hey there. Is there a project you're working on?
I know more than you.
All right.
It's the Wally Show.
I'm going to take a poll in the room. So Wally and Gavin, have you taken down your Christmas tree yet?
Yes, and I took it down 2 days later than I would have normally.
Really?
Like, when Christmas is done, I could take it down that night.
Oh.
Like, literally, yeah.
Boo.
I want to move on.
Oh, it's still up. It's probably going to be up till the end of this month.
No!
Because just want that season to last a little bit longer.
Wow.
And I'm kind of lazy about cleaning up the tree.
Yeah, we have one house in our neighborhood that still has their lights out. Everybody else did the right thing and got them down.
Well, if you still have your Christmas tree up like Gavin, instead of throwing it away, you should cook it. And I'm talking about not fake Christmas trees. I'm talking about the real Christmas
tree.
Because
I have a fake tree.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
You got a real one, okay?
I'll give it a shot.
You need to cook it. So there is a cookbook.
No.
It's titled How to Eat Your Christmas Tree.
Fascinating.
And it has all kinds of recipes, including pine-cured salmon.
Okay.
That seems real.
Where you use a pound of needles for decoration as well as flavoring.
A pound?
Yes. There's also Christmas tree pickles, where you take a handful of needles, and you're going to pickle some pickles. So you put the pickles in a jar, and you put them in with the vinegar and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then you put the handful of needles in there and let them sit for a month, and then they'll have that pine flavoring with them.
Okay. Yeah, so they're trying to get you to use the needles as spices. I mean, that's a lot of needles, like, to do stuff with. Like, you might as well just make a pillow.
And also, too, they said that these pine needles are a great source of vitamin C.
Really?
But to me, they seem like they'd get stuck in your teeth, or they'd hurt your gums, or I don't know.
Jabby.
Use it as a toothpick.
Yeah, there's even an ice cream flavored recipe.
Ooh.
So you would use blue spruce needles and ginger as flavoring.
Really spruce up your diet.
I don't like when people like try to elevate like food things, and like, we're gonna have a pine tree spruce ice cream. You're just ruining
making
ice
it fancy.
Cream.
Yeah. I see exactly.
What you're saying. There's no need for that.
Well, and if you're thinking eating your Christmas tree, it does sound weird. I know we all are probably thinking that. The author did say, she said, we hear that you forage so many plants.
Yeah.
Well, why not your Christmas tree?
I get that, but I'd like to point out one thing. This author does not have a cat. Because I've watched my cat eat my Christmas tree every year and throw up everywhere. So I don't think I will be going for these culinary delights myself.
Great googly moogly.
Googly moogly.
Great googly moogly.
Uplifting WayFM, this is the Wally Show. We're going to play a round of Great Googly Moogly, where Gavin is the Google Meister. He asks Google an open-ended question, and it gives you 5 auto responses. We're going to try to guess what is on this list. If we get the number one answer, we get 2 points. If you get one on the list, we get 1 point. If we match answers, it negates our points. Now, the reason this is important for you, you want to pay paying attention to who is doing well in this game, because we might be the one that helps you in your round, okay? So, Gavin, what do you got? Great Googly Moogly.
I want to improve my blank.
Well, kind of like a New Year thing.
Yes. Well, okay. These are all very New Year's oriented questions or statements.
This is tough. Did Betty go with station in life?
No, I didn't.
All right, I went down the middle on this one, and I hope I didn't take yours because it would negate it. I went real obvious. I want to improve my health. I think most people want to improve their health. That's like a common thing. What'd you say?
I put how to improve my mood.
Oh, yes. I mean,
you don't need that.
Yeah,
no,
you're fine.
I wasn't
Angel.
Saying I needed it. I was just trying to think of the most popular thing someone would Google.
Someone else would say. Yeah.
Not you,
okay,
not you.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Right, I knew that. Why are you saying that?
Your mood's amazing. I love all of them.
Okay.
All right, Gavin, did health make the list?
Health was the number four answer.
Four?
I would think it would be number one.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
What was?
Because
what?
Mood was.
Because mood did not make the list.
Dadgummit.
Now she's angry. Dang. She's in a bad mood.
How to improve Betty's mood.
What else made that?
You had vocabulary. Uh-huh. I can understand that. Life was just one of them. Credit score. I can understand that.
I guess. Credit score, yeah.
I don't think about that.
Because, I mean, that comes in handy when you need to buy a home.
Yep.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I'd like to improve my credit score.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, just pay stuff off. like get stuff, pay it off. That's how you improve your credit score. It's not a mystery. Hmm. All right, so here we go. We're going to do your round next. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to play along, I got something on the list. Betty did not. Maybe you'll go with my answer, or maybe you'll go with hers or one of your own. We'll play now. You got a chance to win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM.
Great googly moogly.
Googly moogly.
Great googly moogly.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. Vicky, you're up. It is Great Googly Moogly. Gavin is going to ask Google an open-ended question. We're going to all take a guess at how Google did an auto response for this. Now, here's the thing. If you get the number one answer, you win two prizes. If you get one on the list, you get a prize. And so we're going to try to help you out, okay? You can go with one of our answers, or you can go with something that you feel would be a better answer. I did get my answer right in the round before this. I just want to point that out. I made the list, so I could be someone to bet on. Gavin, what is your question?
This year, I want to learn how to blank.
This year, I want to learn how to. Okay, everybody's thinking. Betty Rock is thinking. I have my answer because I know what I want to do. I want to learn to be more decisive.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, Betty has an answer. So, Vicky, first of all, let's start with you. How would you fill in that? This year, I want to.
This year, I want to learn how to. Oh, my gosh, paint.
Paint. Okay, I like that. Some people take up painting later in life and become really proficient at it. That's a good one. Betty Rock, what did you end up with?
I put, this year I want to learn how to cook.
Oh, that's good.
I think there are a lot of people out there that want to cook healthy meals. I know I do, but I just don't have the energy.
My wife and I just talked about doing like a cooking class, like a baking class that you go to do together and learn how to do some new skills. And I thought that would be good.
Be
and
fun.
It was her idea, not mine. It wasn't me going, hey, you need to learn how to cook because that would be death. I'm going to go with Fly. There's that girl I follow on TikTok, what? Fly with K, and Betty Rock can't stand her.
She's the best.
She is great.
No, she's
it's
not.
The same video every time, but I haven't seen her in a while,
thank
and so
goodness.
This year I want to learn to
my
fly.
My plan worked.
I don't know what you did, but okay, so I'm going to go with fly. So, Vicky, do you like cook, fly, or your answer?
I think I'm going to go with Betty with cook because I don't know that the average person wants to fly. I think some people are absolutely terrified of flying.
Okay, all right, that's fair.
I'm going to go with Betty. I think everybody at some point in their life after watching Food Channel thinks, I could do that.
Okay, well, let's start with Vicky's answer. Did Vicky's answer make the list, Gavin?
The paint?
Yes.
Yeah, paint actually was the number five answer.
Oh, wow, you would have had a prize. Okay.
Man.
Now, Vicky was betting against Fly, because she has no faith in me whatsoever, despite winning the round prior to this. Gavin, did Fly make the list?
She bet against the number one answer on this list. It was.
Oh, Vicky.
Are you kidding?
Number one answer. Wow. That would have been two prizes. Now, here's the good news. You're not out of this yet. The bad news is you're betting on Betty.
Cooking has to be on there.
I don't know.
Flying made the number one.
I know. Gavin, things you want to learn this year. Did cooking make the list?
Cooking absolutely did make this list. It was the number three answer. Everyone had the right answer.
Nice. Yay! That was a great round. Well, Vicky.
High five.
Yeah, congratulations. You are a winner today. You're picking up a Way FM prize pack.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And every new year that rolls around, you're like hopeful about things that, you know, could come in the new year, and like personal things or maybe just other events that you're like, oh yeah, I forgot we're going to do that this year.
Yeah, the thing that brings hope are things that you can look forward to. So I found a list of the top things that we can look forward to in this coming year. Well, I guess this year that we're in.
Yeah.
So the first would be in October, we're going to have a solar eclipse.
I got to wait till October for that. Well, can we bump that up a bit?
Parts of Oregon, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, they'll see the full thing.
Oh.
But the rest of us will just see a partial eclipse.
Do you remember the eclipse that happened last time? And we went to Trevecca University to watch it. And we're like, this is not like uneventful. We're watching it. The whichever is blocking the sun, I think the moon, I don't know. One of those big heavenly bodies.
Yeah, but eventually once that eclipse actually happened, it was the weirdest thing.
Because uneventful, all of a sudden dark. You're like, what just happened?
Yeah, and it's in the middle of the day. And what was cool
too. It got cold.
It got cold. And it was almost like the birds stopped chirping.
Yes.
It was really weird.
Everyone freaked out. And I get why people who didn't know anything about astronomy back in the day would be like, well, the world's ending.
Yeah.
Like, I totally get that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. In May, we'll see King Charles have his coronation as king.
Oh, it's just like in Frozen, Coronation Day.
But it's a day he's been waiting for a very long time. Oh. And then in the spring and summer, there's going to be a lot of movies coming out, like the Super Mario Brothers movie, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Oh, wow.
The live action Little Mermaid. That'll be interesting. Right. Something we don't need, a Fast and Furious 10 movie.
I don't know.
Stop.
Come on.
The new Indiana Jones movie and another Mission Impossible.
Oh, I love both of those. Like, but it's weird. Like, Indiana Jones, Harrison Ford has gotten so old that, like, if you have him still fighting people, it's going to be really hard to believe, you know? So I hope they kind of take that into account.
Into consideration.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they'll do the virtual reality thing where they can put his face on like a robot and it makes it look like a younger version of him.
Okay, if you're just going to make fun of the Indiana Jones, I don't want to have this conversation anymore because I love Indiana Jones so much. But it's kind of like watching Liam Neeson fight people now too. You're like, it's not the same.
You're as old as my grandpa. Please stop.
Exactly. Yeah. And I know all I had to do is have to like bump into mine and he's like, oh, you're killing me. You know, like, sorry,
Gramps. My sciatica.
Exactly. That should be the name, like the code name for the next spy movie is My Sciatica. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And we want to make changes in the New Year's, people. It's just kind of like what we do. And you can go to the gym and work out. That's a good one. And there's all these things you can do physically to, you know, help improve your life. But one of the things that we kind of overlook sometimes is spiritually. And that's why we have our 21-day challenge.
Yeah, it's where you listen to Way FM for 21 days and see how it makes a difference in your life. We've heard from multiple people that have done it in the past that have said, you know, it's helped me with my road rage.
Yeah.
It's helped me when my kids are in the back screaming at each other. It's hard to be angry with others when you have Phil Wickham playing or Chris Tomlin, you know, just calming music that reminds you of what's important in life.
And it sets the tone for going into work for people. And then for other people coming home from work, it's like, okay, it decompresses them. And again, like, Betty's right on the money there. It sets the tone for life. And that's why it's important. And the reason it's 21 days is they say if you want to build a habit, do something for 21 days and it becomes a habit. And that's a habit that can pay off for you the rest of the year. And so you can sign up to be part of our 21-day challenge. And there's also a bonus in this as well.
Exactly. And that bonus is you could win $1,000 in groceries for yourself as well as $1,000 in groceries for a friend of yours. So $2,000, man, and all for doing something positive for your life. But all you got to do is text the word day, D-A-Y, to 91979, and we'll send you the link for your chance to win. That's day to 91979. coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
Stories that
accentuate the positive.
It's the Wally Show.
Yeah, we're definitely looking for the brighter side here. If you flew Southwest or knew someone who did at the end of the holidays, you know the chaos firsthand that happened as they canceled over 16,000 flights.
Did not they 1600. Say why?
There was two things. There was weather, and then they had a scheduling system that they said was overtaxed, and it didn't. It failed, basically, and they had not heeded warnings to upgrade their IT, and all of that was the perfect storm.
Yeah, they paid the price.
That's they did. I mean, the ripple effect from that was massive as holiday plans were derailed. One couple, I saw their story, they had a flight delay, and then it was delayed again, and finally canceled, and they had to go home, but they couldn't get their luggage or car seats back. They drove home holding their kids in their laps, which is illegal, because they couldn't get their car seats back from the airline.
No.
The airline has tens of thousands of bags right now at the airports. They're still trying to get back to people.
I saw the pictures of all the suitcases. I can't imagine fixing that mess.
No, I mean, it takes time. Like, my daughter was flying after the chaos period, and she got an email that said, hey, things look like they're getting back to normal. Your flight should be all good. Then the day of, it's canceled. they still haven't dug out
yet.
And
you think about what is in that luggage. Like, it could be someone's prescription medicine.
Yes,
exactly. It could be your child's passy that they can't sleep without. Yeah. What are you doing?
I know, not sleeping, that's for sure. So they're under fire. The government is threatening to fine them if they don't respond quickly and appropriately to compensate passengers. They said they're working to do that for your inconvenience. And so good luck. I still have money outstanding from another airline that they haven't paid me. But some good news. Here's the good news, okay? If you were affected, Southwest is trying to smooth things over, and they're giving 25,000 Southwest points. And an apology, the CEO, Bob Jordan, said, I know that no amount of apologies can undo your experience, but we are acting with great urgency to process refunds, return lost bags, and handle requests for reimbursements. And so, I mean, Southwest is a good airline. Like, this was a really bad moment for them. Mm-hmm. But we know people that their flights had been, like, severely delayed, and they landed, and Southwest ordered pizza and fed everybody because the things were closed. So, like, this is one of those moments. It's not their best moment, mm-hmm. but it's not completely indicative of who they are.
Right.
You know? So, anyway, if you book travel from the 24th of December last year, 2022, to January 2nd, and you got caught up in that mess, you are eligible for the 25,000 points. So make sure you take full advantage of that mm-hmm. and get that. Because that's a few flights on Southwest. Like, that could get you some other places.
And I bet you'll be on hold for a long time. But you know what? You're going to get those points, okay?
We are currently experiencing longer than average hold times. I heard that message yesterday calling about my cell phone. Like, oh, no. So pack your patience. That's always the rule. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and the New Year's kind of a reset. I think God built us like that. Like, internally, we kind of look for those markers to go, okay, I'm going to start anew. And so a lot of people make resolutions, and one of the things that we talk about on the show each year, because I'm curious how it is for the members of the show and for you too, like, what is that word of the year? Like, if you think of a word that's like, okay, this is what I want my year to look like, or what I want to be like. Like, my wife came to me the other day, and she was like, my word of the year is growth. And I'm like, oh, that's good. Mine's stagnant. Weird.
but I'm nailing it.
I know, crushing it. And so, but she was like, yeah, I want to grow in my faith and I want to grow as a person and as a wife. I'm like, great. Like, I love all of those things. And she's like, what's yours? I'm like, still stagnant. but then I thought about it. And I thought, you know, honestly, like, my word needs to be less. And it needs to be less frustration, less anger, less confrontation. Mm-hmm. Basically, like that Zach Williams song, I need more of Jesus and less of me. Mm-hmm. Like, I, in all seriousness, I think, okay, that would be a good start for a better year for me.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's mine.
That's a good one.
Yeah. How about yours, Rock?
Mine would be present.
Oh, that's good.
I've noticed in myself, especially last year, that I can get really wound up, anxious, and angry because I'm constantly thinking of the next thing. I need to hurry and get through what I'm presently yes. in so that I can get to the next thing.
Yeah.
But that process never ends. I mean, even when I lay down at night, I'm thinking, okay, tomorrow I got to do this, right. this, and this. And I want to be more present because we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We hear that all the time. But I want to be present in the day that I'm given. And I want to really be aware of where I am and be thankful for it.
I get that. I think that's good.
I just want to be present.
I think that's good. That's really good. Gavin.
I chose learn.
Oh.
I feel like there's a lot of stuff. I feel like I'm still very young. I'm 27 years old, yeah. which I feel like I'm getting closer to my 30s. But in some way, I still feel like a whippersnapper,
right?
Compared to y'all, for sure.
Well, yeah, because Betty and I are old.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sorry, I didn't mean to drag you into my. That was just the hurt talking. Sorry. What do you want to learn? Like,
well,
what do you think?
In my head, my wife and I we've started having discussions about like when we're gonna start our family, and that's something that's really soon. And when I,
what do you need to learn with that?
No.
Moving on. Yeah.
Learn how to be like just like. Oh my goodness, how do I learn
how to be? He's all red. He just got so red.
There's a lot of things that I feel like my dad as a father
right.
crushed. And in my head, I'm like, am I prepared to do that?
Sure.
I'm prepared to be as good of a father as my dad was. And I just feel like I really want to learn from him, learn from like the other men in my life how to prepare to be the best dad that I can be someday.
Being a parent is a learning process, and it's never, and you're never perfect. You mm-hmm. want to be perfect at it, but the first thing you can learn is that you're not going to be perfect, and learn how to say you're sorry. That's a big sure. thing, and that carries weight with your kids. If they can see you as a dad admitting that you don't always have mm-hmm. it figured out, I think that's important. So there you go. Those are, I think, three really good words from us. What is yours? 855 33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What would your word for the year be and why? We'll take yours now. 855-33-WAY-FM. So, Rachel, what would your word of the year be?
Discipleship.
Oh, okay. I like that. Why?
Because it's time to pour out into other people.
Yeah, that's interesting. Hers is really great because hers is outside focused. Like, mine is totally inside focused, obviously. so is Betty's. But Rachel's is good. She's like, I want to disciple other people and pour my faith into them. I love that.
So, Rachel, how are yes. you going to put this into practice?
I believe God is calling me to start a Bible study for young mothers.
Well, hopefully you won't get anyone in your Bible study that's like Wally, because in his Bible study, he falls asleep.
Yeah.
He literally has fallen asleep.
I work early, though.
Yeah, one time they asked him to pray, and he actually turned them down. He said no.
Okay, in my defense, that was because I hadn't been paying attention, like, to the prayer request, and so I didn't feel I could do it justice. That's why.
That's your defense. Okay.
We're going to give some grace and mercy to Wally, and we'll give grace and mercy to whoever's in the Bible study, too.
There you go. I appreciate that on their behalf.
It's
well, Rachel,
needed.
I hope it goes well for you. That's a really great idea, and I love your word.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all.
Jennifer, what would your word of the year be?
My word is hope. My husband and I have been struggling with infertility for 8.5, almost 9 years, and I've gone through a lot of bitterness and negativity and suicidal depression because of it. And so in February, we're starting fertility treatment again after a long break, and I'm scared, but I keep asking God to protect my hope. really just trying to focus on God and his promises for me. And even if we're not supposed to have kids, I'm just trying to focus on hope for a good future despite kids.
Yeah, I think that's the healthy way to look at it, honestly. Like, because you can have it so focused on what I want and God, I hope this happens for me. And you get so laser focused on what you want. But when we learn to say, God, I hope for your will and I hope that I can be okay with whatever that is, that's transformative in your life, because then you can still have joy outside of the circumstance.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's taken me almost 9 years to get to that place. And I'm hoping to not fall backwards into what my feelings were before.
Sure. Well, you know what? We'll hope with you that, the prayer is answered in the way that you're hoping it will be. But also, too, that regardless of how it goes, that's why I like songs by Mercy Me, like Even If, are so great. You know, that even if the healing doesn't come or the plan doesn't go the way I, want it to, that I can still know and say that you are good, God, and I hope that that can be your takeaway if it doesn't go the way you want it to.
Yes, thank you so much.
So, Kristen, what is your word of the year?
It is abide. Last year was probably the worst year of my adult life, although it did bring me closer to the Lord, which is the silver lining is the most important thing. But this year, I really wanted to focus wholeheartedly on the Lord and my relationship with Him and understanding His Word, and just no matter what happens in 2023, that I will abide in Him. I'm also doing the WayFM 21-Day Challenge as well, but I'm reading the Bible. I just want to immerse myself in Him.
And Kristen, that is a great word. I love having that. Like last year, I decided that a friend of mine and I, we were going to read through the Bible in a year, and I actually did it. It was neat to see that I actually could do it. Now, I'm hoping that I'll see more fruits of the Spirit. I'm not saying that like I'm a changed person.
Yeah, Gavin and I were stunned that she had read any of it. And we're like, really? Where's the fruit here, Rock?
But I definitely, I'm like you, Kristen. I'm going to do that again this year. I'm going to read through the Bible again because I know that life is going to happen. It's going to have its ups and downs. But one thing that's always certain is God's Word. And so the more I know of it, the sturdier I can be through those rough times.
You know, you talk about the more you know of it. Do you know the verse about abiding in Him, like where you read through the Bible?
No, but I see that you have your phone out. And
oh, no, I was checking TikTok.
TikTok.
But just, it's John 15:4. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. And I think that's a really good point about if we abide in him, like Kristen is saying, there's a benefit for other people around us as it starts to permeate our soul and then emanate from us.
Yeah.
Other people benefit as well. And so there you go. That's a great word for all of us this year. And we appreciate you being on the show with us, Kristen.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
TMI, my friends.
Also known as Today's Music Insider with Gavin.
We are less than a week into this new year of 2023, and I'm sure people are trying to commit and resolve themselves to their New Year's resolutions. A lot of times we focus on, physical health, work, maybe relationships, but I do think it can be healthy to have a reminder of where faith comes into play, and I believe Matthew West has a great point of view going into this year.
My theme for the new year is my story, your glory. Well, I think first things first at the new year, it's laying down our will and saying, God, I want what you have for me. I want my story truly to bring you glory. And that means I don't want what I want. I want what you want for me.
I mean, that's the basic tenet of the Lord's Prayer, not my will, but yours. And that's hard. That's a hard prayer to pray sometimes if you truly mean it, because it means that God will take you out of your comfort zone. He'll shift you. And sometimes His will doesn't always feel good for you, but it's good for somebody else. So that's, be ready when you pray that prayer for some stuff to happen.
Yeah, because you might not see the benefit or the good in maybe what His will for you is now, but you might see it maybe years down the line.
Right, it's always better, but it's sometimes in the moment it doesn't feel like it.
And the whole point of, New Year's resolutions per se is that they're stuff that you want to do. So that's like almost like completely flipping it on its head. But it is actually ironic because Matthew West does have a song called My Story, Your Glory.
My story, your glory, my pain, your purpose, my mess, your message, in all things I know you're working. One life, one mission, one reason why I'm living, all for you, not for me. My story.
It's either ironic or he's a great marketer.
Yeah.
Which I think he's very intentional and good at his job, too.
You can be both.
Absolutely, you can be both. So there you go. That's going to do it for your today's Music Insider with Gavin. Uplifting. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And Gavin is living his best life. He is rented a new house, and he's in a neighborhood that I think the house, you said the houses around you are more upscale. You're renting older house there.
Yeah, you have like these kind of like sort of big shotgun. We've done some research. We're talking like $1 million homes.
Okay.
And you're just like $1 million home. And then old, you know, 1950s yellow house just smack dab in the middle
that
of it.
This lady has owned forever at church and rented to you.
At
and
like a really good price. So it was like a very unbeatable thing. We're so grateful for it. It's lovely. And we're starting apparently to develop kind of like our personality within this neighborhood, which I think is fun. And
fun for you, maybe. I bet the people with $1 million homes are like, oh, why?
Yeah. They're like, oh, it's a trashy house.
That's fine. Actually, to add on to that trashiness, so a little while ago, Haley, my wife's grandpa, got her, it's so random, he got her this Elvis bust.
The head of Elvis.
Head of Elvis. And it's just this.
Betty would love that.
It's this 90 pound, like, concrete structure. I don't know
why.
I don't know.
Does your wife love Elvis?
She loves Elvis. They love Elvis. So, like, there's that emotional connection. I don't know why he thought we desperately needed that thing.
Is it painted?
It's painted. It's super weird. Like, it looks like a bad, like,
concrete version of Elvis.
Yeah, it looks like Play-Doh. It's super weird. But apparently, within the neighborhood, I'm finding this out from some of our neighbors, we're turning into the Elvis bust house.
Oh.
And my friend, who is a cop who patrols our area in our neighborhood, has even told other coworkers of his, oh, it's the Elvis bust house.
That's so funny. We got a 1099 at the Elvis bust house. Better get there now. And it's just you trashing up the neighborhood. Okay, so that's interesting. Like, you have become known as that house in this nice neighborhood.
Yeah, I would have never thought. I never predicted that in my life.
I mean, like, you could be with that family that puts like a fountain in your front yard because you think it's going to be classy, and then no one else likes it, and you become the front yard fountain family. So I love alliteration as well. And so I am curious, like, Gavin is now the Elvis bust house, which is so funny.
And I mean, that's the nicest thing they can say.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But what is that thing that maybe you're known for in your neighborhood? And maybe people have already started calling you that, or it's just, it's become a known thing that, oh yeah, that's this house, and this is what we are, kind of thing. I'm real curious. Or maybe you have a house in the neighborhood that you don't understand, like the Elvis bust house, and you guys call it that. You can share that with us as well. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And if you're one of Gavin's neighbors who just wants him to take this down, you can also call now.
I would gladly do it.
855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Is there something that you are known for in your neighborhood, or you have a house in your neighborhood that's known for something?
Oh, very much so. It's my particular house. Everybody knows my house because I have a giant bass fish mailbox. And when you open his mouth, that's where you deposit the mail. So when anybody comes and I have to give a landmark, I just say, look for the house with the big fish mailbox. And we are in that $1 million home area.
Oh.
So,
Sue, have you gotten any complaints from your neighbors about it?
No, they love it.
No, they don't. They might not say anything, but no, they don't. Well, you do you, Sue. I love it. Yeah. Thanks for being on the show with us.
All right. Happy New Year.
Dalton, what is your house known as?
I wish I could say it was something as cool and soulful as the Elvis bust house. Unfortunately, my house is known as the Crater House.
The Crater House. Okay, how'd you get that name?
So when we moved into the house just recently, it had some drainage issues, and so I decided to rent a little bobcat and dig out the front yard to put in some additional drainage and a retaining wall, only to be stopped by the city after the hole was dug for not pulling a permit.
It
took a while to put that back, and so we had this massive hole, just mud. It looked like there was an explosion right in our front yard.
Well, I'm sure your neighbors were happy when you finally filled it all back in.
Then we started putting up a fence And so they've started calling us the whale graveyard now because we have the fence posts up, but not the fence.
So it looks like whale ribs or something. That's
you just
so great.
Can't win.
Yeah. We have a really creative neighborhood.
Yeah. Dalton's They're dragging full. Down everybody's property values, but you know what? It's creative. That's a great one, Dalton. Thanks for being on with us today.
Yeah, y'all have a blessed day.
What would your house be known for, Cindy?
Popsicles.
Okay, so why are you the popsicle house?
Well, because I actually have, for years, been giving out free popsicles to all of the children of any age. All they have to do is come and knock on my door, and they get free popsicles.
Now, you say kids of all ages. Like, if someone, say, in their 50s showed up, you know, would that count?
Well, sure.
Because I love popsicles.
So I give them to the kids. I give them to the mom.
Well, that's really sweet of you. Do you let them pick the color or the flavor?
Oh, absolutely.
What if you don't have it? Like, they're like, I wanted blue, but you gave me purple. What do you do?
Well, you know, they have to understand that sometimes they don't get what they want.
That's a life lesson for kids. You get to dispense that. So when that happens, you give them asparagus. When life gives you popsicles, you get asparagus. That's a motto for you.
They won't complain next to them. I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Attention, please.
Uplifting Way FM.
Celebrities are just like you and me. Except, of course, for the mansions, tigers, and sequins.
It's the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
For decades, radio and television host Dick Clark would host the New Year's Eve bash in Times Square with millions watching all around the world. But after he passed, the baton was handed to Ryan Seacrest.
Without even asking if anyone else wanted that job, like, I don't know, yours truly, but it just went to Ryan because of those cheekbones.
Well, because of it, his cheekbones, his popularity, his good looks. Ryan Seacrest has had a lot of things handed to him.
Yes, doesn't deserve any of them.
And other,
I'm so jealous.
So jealous.
And other celebrities, plus Wally, may hold that against him.
We do.
Recently, Ryan stated on television that he felt as though he was being snubbed by competing New Year's Eve show broadcasters Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen.
Oh.
So Ryan Seacrest, he claims that while they were both live broadcasting the event, the New Year's Eve event, their stages are both in Times Square, but they're different. They're set apart, you know, but they're not too far apart. Mm. So Ryan claims that between commercial breaks, he would try and wave over at Anderson and Cohen just to say hi. That's all he wanted to do.
He's just like a friendly puppy. Like, hey, like me.
Yeah, but he claims that while Anderson did wave back, Cohen didn't even bother to even look his way.
I like him better now.
And Seacrest, he might have a right to feel the way that he does, because if you remember last year, at last year's New Year's Eve bash, Cohen called Seacrest out on live television.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, during the New Year's Eve bash. He said that Ryan Seacrest's broadcast was boring and that everyone around his stage was a bunch of losers.
That's Wally's dream right there.
That's so great.
So Ryan could, it does make sense why you would think Cohen is kind of dissing him.
Yeah, okay, I get that. I have been snubbed by a Christian artist before. I was in an airport and I did the same thing Ryan did. I waved at Matt Maher and Matt Maher did not wave back to me. And it became a whole thing we called the Matt Margument.
Did he see you?
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did. He looked right me in like my eye sockets, and I'm sure he snubbed me. At least I thought he did. And so I went off on it for a couple weeks on the show, and it was funny. But then I found audio. He was being interviewed by another Christian radio outlet, mm-hmm. and he actually talked about the Matt Margument.
Confirm or deny, you recently ended a feud with a certain radio DJ in Nashville named Wally.
I did. So Wally, who's the host of the Wally Show, apparently has tried to talk to me several times, and I've snubbed him. But in my defense, I'm already a scattered person. But when I'm with my family, I typically am very focused. Every time Wally had tried to talk to me in public, I was around my wife or children.
Yeah, I was with
so
my family too.
I'm
Matt.
Happy to report that I didn't notice him. But we did mend a broken relationship. Yeah. I'm happy to report.
Yeah.
And we're besties now.
Doesn't sound like
it. Yeah, like
it.
Your family's all that great. Come on. No.
Wow. Still bitter.
I've let it go. No, I haven't. I'm still there.
Bitter
I'm still,
party of one.
It just took me all back there. I understand Ryan now. Now Ryan and I have something in common.
I don't know. You're more like Andy Cohen in this situation.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, there you go. That's going to do it for your rock report. Thank you, Lady Rock.
I'm in love, I don't care who knows it.
Uplifting, Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And a lot of times guys get kind of labeled as not being very emotional, or we don't put the time into our relationships with our, you know, spouses or
girlfriends. Well, I would say that is probably true for a lot of men. I would say you don't fall in that category.
Thank
you definitely are very good about being intentional with your wife.
Thank you.
And with me and Gavin, too. So you did really well with
I appreciate that. Yeah, and I came across a story I thought was really funny. This lady found a shoe. She had bought a shoe, and this was a used shoe. She got like a pair of used running shoes. Mm-hmm. And one day she was putting them on, and she looks at the tongue of the shoe, and there's a written note on it. It says, "If your feet get tired, I will carry you." And she shows her husband. She's like, "You're not going to believe this. This is such a sweet note that somebody wrote in this shoe for, the person that they loved." And he was kind of baffled. He's like, "You realize I write these notes in your shoes?" And she's like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, I wrote that 6 years ago," or something like that.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
For 6 years, he's been writing notes in her shoes, and she never noticed till just now.
Wow.
So funny. And he never said anything either.
That's surprising, because usually, and you fall into this category, all men want recognition for the little bit of effort that they do put in.
If I wrote a note in my wife's shoe and she didn't say anything like the next day, I'd give it one day. But then after that, I'd be like, "Hey, you notice anything different about your shoes?" "No, not really." "You sure?" "Let's look at them together," you know, because I'd want her to know that I did it.
Well, it's a very creative way of her husband showing her how much he cares.
Well, I left notes for my wife one time all over the house. I put post-it notes all over the house, and like on her mirror, on the fridge, just everywhere. And she left a bunch of them up, like, you know, one of them on the fridge today says, "Thank you for loving me," you know. And
she needs to be reminded that she needs
yes, don't strangle him, Lord. And so she kept that up. So either she really loves the notes or she hates to clean. It's a judgment call.
50-50.
Not sure which way it goes. But that was a thing I did. So I am curious. This is a chance for you to brag on your husband. What is a way, other than saying I love you, what is a way that your husband has shown you that he loved you? Maybe it was notes in a shoe, or I don't know, something creative that he's done. And it might actually give some other guy that's listening right now like an idea, like, because sometimes we're not the best at it and you just don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And you might get that idea that you're like, "Oh, I could tailor this to my relationship and do it too." So you could be helping out someone else's relationship. So there you go. What is that way that your hubby shows you that he loves you without necessarily saying it creatively? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can be on the show with us, and we love taking your calls now. What is a way that your husband has shown you that he loves you without necessarily just saying it? You know, maybe something creative.
Well, there are many, many, but one day that I just had an especially long day, it'd been a hard day, I was probably emotionally exhausted, and my husband drew a bubble bath for me and put some salts in there. He put my favorite book there and said, "Here, go have some you time. I'm going to leave you alone. Just go and relax in the bathtub.
Aww.
That was amazing.
That is super sweet. And it also shows that he notices the things that you like the book you like, the salts that you like. That is super kind.
He did good, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he sounded like he needed some time away from you. And he
Why do you have to take something so beautiful?
You know what? Maybe he did, but he got creative. That's,
okay. That's it. What is something your husband has done?
So one time for Christmas, he went and got us two separate bracelets, and on them was the latitude and the longitude of the place that we first met and laid eyes on each other.
Oh, that is a good one. Where was it? Do you remember?
Yes, it was in Forest Hills, Queens. It was a street corner. It was right in front of a falafel place where we had our first date.
That is way cooler doing the longitude and latitude coordinates than getting you like a coupon to the falafel house, you know?
He had to find the pin drop to get the exact spot. Cool. We have a picture of it, too.
Oh, that's really cool. I love that idea. That's a great idea for husbands or you know, boyfriends. If you aren't sure what to get your wife, sentimental things and remembering, because it shows he remembered where you met. You know, that's a good thing.
Wow. He remembered where you met your wife.
Baby steps.
Exactly.
And then, you know, it shows that he cares. That's a great gift idea. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I was crying. It was awesome.
So how does he show you his love for you that doesn't necessarily have to be extravagant gifts or anything, but you know he cares?
He walks up wherever we are, random places, different days, sticks his hand in his pocket with his meat cleaver hands and pulls out M&Ms or Tootsie Rolls, my favorites, mints and Tootsie Rolls, and just piles my hand full of it and says, "There you go, I was thinking about you."
Aw, that's sweet. Here's some warm pocket candy.
At least it has a wrapper. You gotta love him, the big guy.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.